Chapter 26. For the divisions of the doorkeepers, of the Korahites, Meshelemiah the son of Kore, of the sons of Abiasaph. Meshelemiah had sons: Zechariah the firstborn, Jediel the second, Zebadiah the third, Jitniel the fourth, Elam the fifth, Yehohanan the sixth, Elihoenai the seventh. Obed-Edom had sons: Shemaiah the firstborn, Jehozabad the second, Yoah the third, and Sakar the fourth, and Nathanael the fifth, Amiel the sixth, Issachar the seventh, Peledai the eighth, for God blessed him. Also to Shemaiah his son were sons born, who ruled over the house of their father, for they were mighty men of valor. The sons of Shemaiah: Othni, and Raphael, and Obed, and Elzarbath, and his brothers were valiant men, Elihu, and Semachiah. All these were of the sons of Obed-Edom, they and their sons and their brothers, able men in strength for the service, 62 of Obed-Edom. Meshelemiah had sons and brothers, valiant men, 18. Also Hosa, of the children of Merari, had sons: Simri the chief, for though he was not the firstborn, yet his father made him chief, Hilkiah the second, Tobaliah the third, Zechariah the fourth. All the sons and brothers of Hosa were 13. Of these were the divisions of the doorkeepers, even of the chief men, having offices like their brothers, to minister in the house of the Lord. They cast lots, the small as well as the great, according to their fathers' houses, for every gate. The lot east fell to Shelemiah. Then for Zechariah his son, a wise counselor, they cast lots, and his lot came out north. To Obed-Edom the south, and to his sons, the vestibules. To Hosea fell the west, namely, the chamber gate on the upper road. Watchman opposite watchman. On the east there were six a day, on the north four a day, on the south four a day, and for the vestibules two and two. For the colonnade on the west, four at the gateway, and two at the colonnade. These were the divisions of the doorkeepers, of the sons of the Korahites, and of the sons of Merari. And the Levites, their brothers, were over the treasures of God's house, and over the treasures of the dedicated things. The sons of Reuben, the sons of the Gershonites belonging to Reuben, the heads of the ancestral houses belonging to Reuben the Gershonite, Jehaleli. The sons of Jehaleli, Zetham, and Joel his brother, over the treasures of the house of the Lord. Of the Amramites, of the Izharites, of the Hebronites, of the Uzielites, and Shubael the son of Gershom, the son of Moses, was ruler over the treasures. His brothers, of Eleazar, Rehabiah his son, and Jeshaiah his son, and Joram his son, and Zichri his son, and Shelemith his son. This Shelemith and his brothers were over all the treasures of the dedicated things, which David the king, and the heads of the ancestral houses, and the commanders over thousands and hundreds, and the commanders of the army, had dedicated. They dedicated some of the spoil won in battles to repair the house of the Lord. And all that Samuel the seer, and Saul the son of Kish, and Abner the son of Ner, and Joab the son of Zeruiah, all who dedicated anything, were in the care of Shelemith and his brothers. Of the Izharites, Kenaniah and his sons were for the outward business over Israel, for officers and judges. Of the Hebronites, Hashabiah and his brothers, men of valor, 1,700, had the oversight of Israel beyond the Jordan westward, for all the business of the Lord, and for the service of the king. Of the Hebronites was Jerijah the chief, even of the Hebronites, according to their generations by ancestral houses. In the 40th year of the reign of David they were sought for, and there were found among them mighty men of valor at Yaser of Gilead. His brothers, men of valor, were 2,700, heads of ancestral houses, whom King David made overseers over the Reubenites, and the Gadites, and the half-tribe of the Manassites, for every matter pertaining to God, and for the affairs of the king.